This goes to Amanda Bennett. It's B like boy, E-N-N-E-T-T. N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-584-0307. Regarding William Waddell, W-E-D like David, E-L. Date of birth 2/14/1966. Dear Miss Bennett, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Waddell, who goes by Bill, with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. He also needs preoperative clearance for left shoulder torn biceps and rotator cuff repair. Tentatively planned for January 31st. The VA might want him to see a neurologist also for clearance, so surgery may have to be postponed if that will be required. So the patient's really not sure what's happening. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, or bleeding. He has nocturia without incontinence, no cloudiness or blood, some dyspnea on exertion that is stable, no orthopnea or PND, no edema, and he has chronic back pain in addition to the shoulder pain. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Flexeril is 5 milligram twice a day as needed. Lipitor, 80 milligram daily. Flomax, 0.4 milligram once daily. Trazodone, 100 milligram at bedtime. Norvasc, 2.5 milligram daily. Zetia, 10 milligram daily. Lantus insulin, 54 units daily. Protonix, 40 units daily. Indrol LA, 60 milligram daily. Novolog regular insulin per sliding scale, and elderberry and vitamin D. Physical exam, weight 177 pounds, pulse 60, and blood pressure 118 over 60. In labs, most recent lab studies were done November 1st, 2024. Creatinine is 2.61. That's actually stable. Estimated GFR is 27. Previous levels were 3.1 and 3.14. Calcium is 10.03. Albumin, 4.3. Sodium, 141. Potassium is 5.3. Previous level was 5.4. Range for stage 4 chronic kidney patients, 3.5 to 5.5 usually. CO2, 23. His hemoglobin is 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We want him to continue to have monthly labs. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy also stable. And 4, pre-op clearance for the bicep, left shoulder bicep and rotator cuff repair. He is cleared for surgery from a nephrology standpoint, but anesthesia must be adjusted according to his estimated GFR and creatinine clearance. injectable non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs should be avoided, as well as Demerol. Due to seizure risk from the Demerol, and caution with pain management also due to the sedative effects. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.